This recording, India 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in Knox Square, near the Duke Street town. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal would be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling. Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma is strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 10 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. I was born in Kakinada, which is my mom's place, but I grew up in Hyderabad. And Hyderabad was a cosmopolitan city, just like probably not close to LA, but it was a big city, a very big city. I studied in a Catholic school there. Most of them were nuns. And my mom spoke a different language. My dad spoke a different language. So what they figured, you know, instead of confusing the kids, would probably just speak English. So I grew up speaking English, and most of our family spoke English. And Hyderabad being a big city, you know, basically just like, you know, it wasn't a big shock. It wasn't a cultural shock when I came from Hyderabad to here. So, but I think the thing that I miss the most in Hyderabad that I don't have here are the people. Like, I've lived in the present house for about 10 years, and most of the neighbors are on a high bye. That's about it. You know, we see each other in the morning, leaving home to go to work, and hi, neighbor, bye, neighbor. But in Hyderabad, it's totally different. It's the people. Everyone is an aunt. Everyone is an uncle. You know, every neighbor, older person is an aunt. An older gentleman is an uncle. And if my mom was not at home, my sister and I came from school, and we caught what we called an auto rickshaw, which is something like a taxi, but a three-wheeler. We could just knock on our neighbor's door and say, you know what, mom's not at home. Could you pay our taxi fare? No problem. Mom came home. We returned the taxi fare. It's like that. You had a wedding, but the only sad part, the bad part is though, if you had a wedding or a big occasion, every neighbor had to be called to the, you know, had to be invited for the wedding. Huge expense. For example, my cousins got married, the sit-down dinners, anywhere between 700 to 900 people for a sit-down dinner. My last cousin who got married, her dad's a pastor, and there are about 2,000 members in the church. Every member got invited. It's nice though. It's a lot of, I don't know, it's like, the thing that says it takes a village to raise someone, it's almost like that. You know, everyone looks out for everyone. Thefts are low because people know that your neighbors are watching out. So it's different, really different. Grew up with a mate, cooks, did our, you know, cooking, cleaning and stuff. So it was a different life coming from Hyderabad to here, very different.